Well, Manera Sophia Jones, welcome to Upfront. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me. This is exciting.
Yes, it is. As I was saying offline, you are actually our very first African-American animator. Woo! You're making Upfront history today, and we're so excited to have you on the show to talk about your exciting cartoon series, Sincerely Camille, which I think has had everyone cracking up over these last couple of weeks. And this is a real important cartoon or series that was presented by OWN, the Oprah Winfrey Network, and got a chance to preview this a couple of weeks ago. And I was just like, you guys, there is this amazing new animated series that's coming to OWN that's dealing with voting, Black women, so many different issues. You got to check it out. So what has the response been like so far? Because we're in the last week of this, but what has the response been so far?
It's been great. You know, voting is one of those things where either someone is very open to talking about it or they're completely shut off. with Sincerely Camille, we wanted to present a medium that was a little bit more engaging for people. Because people like, Black folks like animated stuff. We don't have a lot out there for us, targeted for us specifically, but we will watch some animated stuff. And so OWN came to me because they had seen some stuff that I had done before centered around dating and relationships. And they wanted me to bring that same flavor to this so we could have some relatable conversations and we could present, you know, some medicine that the folks need, but presented with, like, you know, in some spoons full of sugar. So the response has been great. I've had my audience from my Junkland stuff come over to OWN and share it, and it's been wonderful.
Who inspired the characters? Because when I think about Camille herself, I kind of assumed that she was maybe Oprah, you know, some years back. But I love all the characters, the married couple, who Walter and I think Sarah, hilarious. And then, of course, the Republican grandfather. Who inspired these characters?
Well, you know, each of the women, I think most women can see themselves in each of these women. You know, they're archetypes, and with animation, things are a bit heightened. But with each of the characters, you know, for instance, Camille is, she's genuine and quirky, and she's motivated. Sarah is loving, and she's sweet, and she's earnest, and she's a little repressed. And Stacy is judgmental, she's perceptive, and she has no filter. So I think every woman, and probably every man, can see a little bit of themselves in each of the characters. But it was just important for me to, more than anything, span three decades in terms of age and lifestyle, so we could be relatable to a wide variety of women. Because specifically with this project, we were also trying to bring in a younger demographic. That's a group that we really, really, really want to reach. So I just took from experiences in my life, friends, family, and created Camille, Sarah, and Stacy, and that's who they turned out to be.
Let's talk about the fact that you were not afraid to tackle a myriad of subject matters when looking at the cartoon, and it was. It's interesting, you would slide some things in there. So the police brutality, I saw where the ladies were having, or I think it was maybe, not Sarah, not Camille, Stacy. Yeah, she was having dinner in the restaurant, and you had the LGBTQ couple. You tackled insurance and this whole idea of, are we going to be able to take care of ourselves if we have pre-existing conditions? Things that real subject matter that we're all thinking about, you know, and that's, you know, centered around this election. So was that something that you were just like, I want to talk about it all?
Well, so in the beginning of this whole process, there was research that happened, qualitative and quantitative research, and they gave me all of the findings. And so I just poured through it, studied it, and I kind of picked out, because I knew we had only six episodes. They can only be, at the time, they wanted them to be around 2 to 3 minutes. and I got them up to 5 minutes. So I knew that I had to tackle a lot in a little bit of time. So I picked the things that I felt like I could create some good dialogue around. I could not talk about police brutality. I could not talk about the virus. These are the things that are happening, and we wanted things to feel current and fresh. So I took a lot from those studies, and then I did what I could to make it engaging and to make it relevant and to make it relatable. So my thing is always having needed real conversations, but also having moments of just pure absurdity in the background or wherever. Things that would normally make us, that would normally send us into the depths of despair, like a Karen going crazy and calling the cops. We know that those things can be, it's a double-edged sword at times. It could be both hilarious and it could literally turn tragic. So I like to make people laugh. I think we need it. There's a lot that has happened not only in just the last 7 months, but the last 4 years. And so if I can be a source of, you know, some laughter, then I'm gonna do what I can to make it happen. But also I hope that I cause you to think a little bit in the process. So those are the goals when I do these.
The Karen falling out outside of the cafe because she didn't want to put her mask on was, it was hilarious.
You know, it's insane now because they don't care when the phones come out. Like, they don't care. They don't care that they're being recorded. They are just being themselves. You know, shouldn't we all be that way? Shouldn't we all want to be that way? But no. It seems like an epidemic right now, doesn't it? These Karens falling out and having the fits. But I knew I had to put that in there because it's prevalent right now.
One thing that has come out of COVID that I know has directly impacted you as an animator is this whole conversation around race and cartoons, who's voicing these characters. If you have an African-American cartoon, shouldn't it be voiced by an African-American character? So how do you as an animator see these changes, and do you see more changes happening in this world of animation?
You know what, I was surprised at the number of characters of color that weren't voiced by people of color. It's amazing to me that it took the year of 2020 for people to realize something's not quite right about that. I do appreciate the actors that have stepped down and stepped back and allowed space for people of color to come in and use their talents. As for me, I make stuff for Black people. So it's never, if it's a Black character, it's gonna be a Black person doing the voice. That's just like, that's an easy decision to make. Like, there's no, I don't understand how we have people of color being voiced by white people. That just doesn't make sense to me. But I'm glad that the conversations are happening. It's obviously needed conversations. There are obviously lots and lots of people of color in the voice acting industry that deserve opportunities, that need opportunities. So I'm happy to add to that number, because this is the first project where I worked with a casting director, Kim Coleman, and this is the first time that I chose actors to voice, you know, my characters. This is the first time I directed voice actors, and I met some talent that I really love that I hope to work with in the very near future. And it was just such a symbiotic experience. And I just really hope that now that the conversation is happening, there will be just that many more opportunities for people of color to step into the booth and do their thing.
Absolutely. And so I know I asked this question before, but I'm going to ask you again. Are we going to see Sincerely Camille beyond this time of election? Because it has, you know, focus, and the whole purpose was to really sort of undergird this current election, as well as OWN's campaign of Own Your Vote. But will this go beyond this election season? Because so many fans and so many people are like, yo, this needs to be a TV series. We need to see this, you know, on a weekly, because we've fallen in love with these characters. So what's the future for Sincerely Camille?
You know, I've gotten so many messages like that, not only from the viewers, but also some of the voice actors themselves, because they only saw pieces of it when they were in there recording it. And they were like, I'm invested in this. There needs to be more. So I agree. I would love for this to become a thing, you know, a half hour show. Of course, it's not completely up to me. There are, you know, so many things that need to happen for that to become a reality. But I will say that there's conversations happening about things. You know, I can't speak to it. I wish Tina was here to talk about this stuff. I step out of this kind of conversation because I don't want to say too much, but there are conversations happening. So I'll just say that.
And just, I guess, for anyone that out there that may be listening that is thinking about transitioning out of their career into a career in animation, what advice would you give to that individual?
I mean, do it when you're ready. I still have my 9-to-5. Like, I'm like, why not? We're in the middle of a pandemic. Everybody's at home. I got some good health insurance through this job. And I'm going to do both until I can't anymore. I'm all about streams of income. So if you can, this is only if you have a 9-to-5 that you don't hate, okay? There are lots of people who hate their 9-to-5s. I'm fortunate in that I don't feel that way about my 9-to-5. I actually like my 9-to-5. But, you know, follow your passion, because that will definitely make room for everything. Anything and everything, it'll make room for it. So do it when you're ready. Have a plan. Please have a plan. And then just execute it. That's the best advice I can give.
Well, Ms. Jones, thank you so much for being a guest today on Upfront. We're talking to, Lord, I'm about to mess up your name, Manera Sophia Jones, creator, voice, and just a brilliant mind behind Sincerely Camille. Thank you so very much for being a guest today, and best of luck for the rest of 2020.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.